I've had a call from Dr. Jeff Newcombe, who's Executive Director of the Association of Independent Schools in New South Wales, in light of my comments this morning about the college that's no longer getting federal funding in Greenacre. He's on the phone. Dr. Newcombe, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. How are you?
Particularly well. I'm trying to get hold of Simon Birmingham, and I won't get him today, the Federal Education Minister. And while I applaud the fact that we've got to make sure schools use government money correctly, I am concerned about the 2,400 students and where they all go.
Yeah, Ray, we spoke to probably 15 schools yesterday in that area and extended area, and I spoke to a senior person in the Islamic community last night.
Mm.
And if the school was to close, there is more than sufficient capacity to accommodate those children either in appropriate Islamic schools or non-Islamic schools in that area.
So they can be absorbed, the 2,400?
Absolutely. A school like Al Faisal, which is an outstanding Islamic school, they could take, you know, almost 1,000 students.
Oh, could they?
Spread over their three campuses.
Oh, well.
The Islamic schools, we've got 24, I think, as members.
Yep.
And they're growing very quickly, and the majority of them are doing a great job.
Exactly. I mean, we and people were jumping up and down with me yesterday saying, oh, disgraceful giving money to Muslim schools. I pointed out to them that independent schools, private schools get funded, get subsidised by the government. If they don't, well, the public school system would be inundated, absolutely inundated.
Yeah, that's right. They couldn't cope. And we're going to struggle to cope with the growth in the enrolments between now and 2015 anyway.
Just on this, well, I've got you there, Dr. Newcombe. In relation to the funding that comes to schools who are part of your process, the independent schools of New South Wales, for instance, checks and balances, is it unprecedented for the federal government to say to a school, that's it? That's it, Domino, no more money?
Look, in a way it is. They've spent, nearly 2 years with this school trying to assist the owners of the school to comply with the Education Act. And I think they've got to a stage where they say, well, enough's enough. Unless there's compliance, we'll stop our funding under the legislation.
Sure.
Normally, they would drip feed the funding. So instead of paying it in sort of 50%, 25%, 25%, they put them on monthly funding and monitor. But I think patience has run out here, and they've made a call. And any time that... there is a question mark about accountability, either of parents' money or government money.
Yep.
We fully support the government's strong stance.
As I do. I appreciate you jumping on the line to clear it up because I was worried about those kids. Thanks very much for making the call. All the best, Doc. That's Dr. Jeff Newcombe from the Association of Independent Schools of New South Wales. They've canvassed schools in the area, in the immediate area, and they can accommodate all those children, which is good news.